mailbox.
Welcome to Mailbox. It's time again to go through this week's mail. And let's start with this. Last Saturday in magazine, Daniela Lazarová spoke about a recent study on the Czech man's idea of a dream wife.
It is a 24-year-old brunette of medium height with an hourglass figure and a charming disposition. She should be truthful, faithful, understanding, and a good housewife and mother, but she should also be able to represent them well at their annual work party. Overly energetic, self-confident, ambitious, and independent women are simply not desirable as wife material.
In response to that, our regular listener Ashik Iqbal Tokon from Bangladesh has sent us this email.
I like tuning into your station and your excellent program magazine. I would like to thank Daniela Lazarová for her article on Czech man's dream wife from February the 18th. As far as I know, here in the subcontinent, including Bangladesh, men's dreams of the perfect wife are the same as in Prague.
Thank you for that. And I wonder what the Czech woman's idea of a dream husband would be. I have a feeling that the desirable qualities, such as good looks, charm, and being family-minded rather than too ambitious, would not be too different. But that's just my uneducated guess. Recently, we broadcast a program about the only Czech Nobel Prize winner for literature, Jaroslav Seifert. And Margarita Romero from Spain, who's familiar with Jaroslav Seifert's poetry, has sent us this email.
I have read All the Beauty in the World by Jaroslav Seifert, and I love it. I was in Prague last summer, and it was so crowded everywhere that I could hardly believe it was the same town that Mr. Seifert loved so much. Perhaps tourism is not a very good thing after all, or maybe everything has changed a lot and Prague is full of strangers taking photographs, but not looking around and admiring the beauty.
Well, it may well be true, but on the other hand, we can't blame the tourists too much. In many cases, they only have a couple of days to see all there is to see in Prague, so their tours are bound to be superficial. And Jackie Darnell from Sydney, Australia, sent us this.
Thank you so very much for putting the history of Czechoslovakia up on the net. I'm visiting Prague and Bohemia and Silesia, etc. this year for a month or two and wanted some history. I sat and read the whole 15 long pages and have printed them out. What also surprised me was that Adalbert was the first saint, because my husband was named Adalbert, but everyone called him Adi. This is a name seldom found on the web these days.
Well, the Czech saint's original name was Wojtech, and Adalbert is just a German translation of the Czech name. And Mrs. Darnell continues.
In particular, 20 years ago, I formed the impression that Prague must be the city with the greatest period architecture in Europe, and also it seemed to me to have the greatest charm of any urban civilization. So I'm very keen to visit.
And we hope you will like Prague and the Czech Republic and that you won't be disappointed like Margarita Romero by the crowds of tourists. We also keep receiving letters from DXers who listen to us around the world on their shortwave radios. We always like it when you tell us in your reception reports where exactly you are tuning in to Radio Prague. For example, Craig Edwards writes that he listens to us in the tropical paradise of Nulamboy, which is a town in the northeast corner of Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory in Australia. And Dan Olson listens to us in the small town of Kävlinge, which is on the southernmost tip of Sweden, only 30 kilometers away across the sea from the capital of Denmark, but 600 kilometers away from the Swedish capital, he says. And I could go on and on. Please keep those letters coming, and we do appreciate it if you tell us something about yourselves as well. As we are running out of time, we need to repeat Radio Prague's competition question for February. But before I do that, let me just ask if Mr. Theodor Shepetitsky, the winner of last month's competition, is listening to us. Could he please get back to us? There's a goodie bag waiting, and all we need is a postal address. So now, the question. An ancient people known to us as Hittites lived in what is now Turkey in the second millennium BC. They spoke an Indo-European language which was deciphered by a Czech archaeologist at the beginning of the 20th century. He was also the one who determined that the Hittites language was indeed Indo-European. We have already received some 40 answers, but who knows, it can be you this time. So please send us your answers by the end of this month to the usual address, english@radio.cz, or to our postal address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Till next week, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Pavla will be back same time next week, and she's already looking out.